All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio. And for our second interview for the program, we are very happy to introduce Pip Hinman, who is actually the Socialist Alliance Council candidate for the Inner West Council in New South Wales. Now, New South Wales is going to be having council elections. It's on December the 4th or one of the weekend, the first Saturday of December. And that council election has actually been very long delayed. It's been actually delayed, I think, a number of times because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the vote is finally going to be going to kind of head. And I guess one of the things that's, been occurring kind of in the background is we were just talking about this in the context of the City of Moreland name change. But one of the kind of big sort of political issues that's occurring in the background for these local council elections is this whole issue of de-amalgamation or amalgamation of local councils. There's essentially going to be a referendum on de-amalgamation. Now, as we've sort of been speaking about kind of before, amalgamation of kind of councils has been kind of like a recurring sort of trend. It's basically almost been a way of, leading to kind of higher costs, worse services, and also less community say over local council. And as we were sort of speaking about in the case of Melbourne, all the kind of Melbourne councils are actually a product of amalgamation. And of course, a lot of those amalgamations were implemented by the Kennett government in the 1994. So, yeah, good morning, Pip.
Oh, hi, Jacob. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. The kind of first kind of question, because one of the things, obviously, that's, I just sort of introduced, this kind of whole kind of background to the kind of issue of de-amalgamation and amalgamation, of local councils. And you're running, as a Socialist Alliance candidate for this upcoming council elections, and there's this referendum on de-amalgamating the local council with an ongoing kind of campaign demanding a yes vote for de-amalgamating the council. And you're supporting this campaign. And what can you tell us about why you are for de-amalgamating the council?
Excuse me. Yes. Thanks for having me on the program. I'm speaking to you from Gadigal Wangal land in New South Wales, Eora of the Eora Nation. Just going back a little bit to explain the council, three councils in the Inner West were forcibly merged by the Baird coalition government in 2016. And this was after quite a big community campaign across New South Wales to say no to forced amalgamations, because communities knew that would mean less democracy, less rights, less services. And the consultation that was had was quite extensive, but turned out to be completely fake because the decision had been made. So the councils the forcibly amalgamated council where I'm running, the Inner West, is Leichhardt, Ashfield and Marrickville. And we've had 4 years of this experiment, and it hasn't lived up to its lived up to the claims of the supporters, which really were the state government, because actually the Labor Party, the Greens, Independents, Socialists were all against the forced merger. So I, together with Independent councillors and Greens councillors, helped initiate an opportunity for residents to have a say at the council elections by having a referendum, it's called, or a non-binding ballot. So after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, this ballot will go, everyone can vote in this ballot, which is, the question is, do you want to return to the three former councils, yes or no? And that will give the community a direct say in really what's happened over the last 4 years in the Inner West. So part of our campaign in one of the wards in the Inner West, I'm running in Darman Ward, has been really this residents to de-amalgamate campaign. I mean, I stand for, you know, real action on climate, for housing action, for active transport, for no outsourcing of council services, all those things. But I guess this campaign is the one that's really taken off because people feel so aggrieved by the forced merger and then the deterioration of services and on top of that, lack of democracy, rate hikes and the rest of it.
Yeah. You sort of alluded to, guess, some of those kind of issues. And I guess what are, I guess more kind of concretely, I guess, what have been some of the trends with some of these kind of amalgamation of local councils? Because in general, this is actually a universal issue in terms of the history, in terms of the history in of politics in Australia. I mean, just because really, the local council I'm part of here in Melbourne, Moreland is in a sense actually a product of amalgamation. And of course, there's quite, even from people, you know, who live who lived through the times before the council was kind of amalgamated, there's actually quite a lot of kind of nostalgia for the kind of old period before the council was kind of amalgamated. And I guess what are some of the kind of recurring sort of issues and trends with amalgamations of local councils?
Well, we're actually, that argument about you're only in this because of nostalgic reasons was actually that's inaccurate. You know, nostalgia isn't it at all. I mean, because in many ways the inner west of in Sydney is, you know, it's a vibrant, diverse set of communities that get along extremely well. Very energised, very local activist resident groups, it's not about sort of wanting to, in my view, my concern about needing to de-amalgamate's got nothing to do with sort of trying to put up boundaries between communities. And that one of the arguments being raised against the demerger. And it's coming from the Labor Party and the Liberal Party councillors, is that it's really just for nostalgic reasons. So, and the old councils didn't work well anyway. So, the argument, in effect, the Labor and Liberal councillors are putting forward the arguments of the state coalition government, which is that, you know, bigger is better, essentially. You get better services, you get better hearing with state government, but none of these things have come to pass. So, you know, from having a say over development applications, really having a say rather than be fobbed off, and council having its own little advisory committee, which is made up of independent experts that don't live in the area that want the development to go ahead, to just even basic things like being able to speak at a council meeting. You know, it's just become, or even ringing up the council and finding somebody at the other end of the phone, it's just not possible. I mean, there's been, you know, there are many other issues as well, but the council numbers have been reduced from, you know, 30-something down to 15. Councillors are expected to know intimately what's happening in the streets at, you know, 20 kilometres away when, you know, they wouldn't know how to assess whether the bicycle path goes one way or the other way. So I think, you know, people have had the experience now and they can see that it's not working for them. It's working for the developers because everything has been streamlined, and at the same time state government has taken away powers from council to assess and approve developments. It's way more difficult for residents to get involved. You know, there's been also a spate of outsourcing of council services, which, of course, makes the services more expensive. At the beginning of COVID, a number of the council managed council resources like pools, young people particularly, were just stood down without pay. So there was no ability for them, for councillors, to sort of step in and say, no, you can't do this. It's just not fair. So, yes, I think on many levels, particularly resident involvement in shaping decisions, that is, to me, in my mind, that is the critical element in all of this. no one councillor or group of councillors, even with the best program in the world, can deliver unless communities, residents are really involved. Because, as you know, here and also in Victoria, the state government really wants to eliminate councils. Well, under Kennett, at least, that's what seemed to be the trend. Here, the state government really wants to get rid of councils if they possibly could. So they're busy trying to take as many powers off or reduce the amount of funding going to council. So in that sense, you know, the more resident power and action at a local grassroots level, the better the outcome for us.
Hmm. Well, just to clarify just one comment Connick just made, because it might have been just misinterpreted, in terms of like just what I mentioned about the this sort of thing about nostalgia for the period of Moreland Council before it was amalgamated, I didn't really necessarily refer to that as like a nostalgia of all the good old days. There's actually a political kind of assessment in terms of that period from that comes from that nostalgia. And of course, the argument is actually a lot of history in terms of that prior to when the Moreland Council was amalgamated, where, you know, things actually were better in terms of like all the issues that you mentioned in terms of direct democracy and access to the councillors and kind of so on. So yeah, the actual political argument in terms of the history is that the amalgamation of councils in Melbourne has led to worse community say and stuff. So yeah.
Yes.
Now,
yes, I just picked up on it because it's one of the arguments being trotted out now by, ironically, the Labor councillors here. I should just tell you this too. Labor and Liberal councillors have been the two sets of councillors that didn't want residents to even have a say. So they tried to scuttle that vote. When the vote got up in council in May, then they tried to rescind it unsuccessfully. So they didn't even want residents to have a say. Meanwhile, the opposition Labor, which Labor's in opposition here, has a policy of agreeing to allow residents to have a say. So in a sense, well, quite clearly the Labor councillors here, and actually it's repeated by the candidate Labor councillors, or the candidate Labor people, they don't agree with the demerger. So it has been a big pushback since the Residents for Deamalgamation got going. And that's a group that was formed by both Independent and Greens and ourselves, the Socialist Alliance, and just others who want the community to have a say. So since the prospect of having a vote has got on to the table and is on the table, this residents group has been working very hard to get the message out, that we even have an opportunity to vote. Because even a week out from the elections, we're now in pre-poll, so the election day is December 4, many people still don't know that there will be another voting slip and they can on this question of demerger. And they don't know necessarily the arguments. And that is actually the result of council procrastinating and avoiding putting out a clear yes and no case to all residents, which could have been done. We could have had a really interesting discussion, but actually it's happening in another way, and that's been driven and led by this group, Residents for Deamalgamation.
Okay, so we're just running a bit out of time in terms of the interview, but I have one last kind of concluding question, and this is sort of one of the kind of planned questions, but I'm just basically kind of combining them. But basically, I want to kind of bring it back to the fact that you're running as a kind of Socialist Alliance kind of candidate, and of course, obviously there's this kind of history of, you know, right now there's clearly a current trend that you've just brought up, that the state government wants to kind of kill local councils. And in fact, I'm pretty sure, and there's some parts of Australia that don't even have local councils. I think Canberra might have been one of them, but that might have been a different story. But I guess, why is it, important, for, in terms of your final comments, why is it, important, you know, as a socialist to kind of support local community campaigns and, engage with local council, like you're kind of clearing, kind of doing? Like, what is kind of the perspective that you want to kind of bring there?
Well, I think as there's increasing alienation from politics in general, you can see aspects of that in some of the anti-vax rallies that have been taking place. But general alienation from the major parties, dissatisfaction, you know, people do look to local government as the place where they can go to be heard, to get access to a person, to sit down and speak to a person. This is very important. For us, grassroots, this sort of grassroots approach is more than, it's very real for people that just simply don't have any other avenue for which to express their grievances or even seek solutions or put forward solutions. And you'd have to say the Inner Western Sydney is one of the most energised, engaged, conscious communities, just because it has been. You can see a lot of climate action groups. You can see a lot of housing affordability groups. There was a big campaign against a tollway here called WestConnex. Lots of volunteers at local PNCs. You can see a very energised, informed, engaged community. But all that is being, ignored essentially by council. It could be working more proactively, really working with people to get arrive at solutions. I mean, council has a big role to play, in my view, on climate and sustainability and real climate action. And that, of course, individual councils have to join together to push the state government to act on these things. That is where you can harness resident power and work with residents. I mean, as I said before, no one councillor or group of councillors will be able to do it. I don't believe in this whole delivery idea. I think Sue Bolton in Melbourne, Moreland there, has shown quite clearly that working with residents what delivers the results. And in the process of doing that, people become more optimistic about changing more things. So that is, of course, a very important part of our whole approach.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Pip. We'll have to conclude this interview. But yes, best of luck with your campaign. I know you've been doing a lot of hard work because it's like 2 weeks of pre-polling, I think. And
2 weeks, yeah, the first 5 days of 2 weeks of pre-polling. It's pouring rain for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I've had that experience before. Actually, doing pre-polling for a state election in November. Yeah, massive amounts of rain. So yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you very much, Pip.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, we're just having a bit of a discussion with Pip Hinman who is actually a local council candidate for the New South Wales local council elections, and we're just having a bit of a kind of discussion about this kind of whole issue of de-amalgamation and amalgamation of councils, because this has actually been kind of an ongoing sort of long-term kind of trend within Australian politics where, essentially amalgamation of councils has actually just meant almost been, in a sense, almost like privatisation by self. In some sense, it's been a way for governments to actually make local councils worse, less democratically accountable, and so on. Now, I'll just play a quick announcement. You're listening to Green Left Radio.